Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God is worthy, oh so worthy, great and mighty, mighty and great. The only God, the living God, the true God, our Father, and he is worthy of the praise. Father, we bless you for another day. Another day, Father God, for our rising, our shining, all because of you. We thank you, Father, for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day. Father God, as we stand on the promises of your word, we stand in your grace. But because of your grace, new mercies we see every morning. Father God, it is with a grateful heart. And Father God, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. We ask that you would forgive us, Father God, as we walk this journey and give us another opportunity to do better because we know better. And your help is always available unto us. So hallelujah to your holy name. Hallelujah to your righteous name. Father God, we love you, we love you, we love you. And we bless you and we bless you. As your word goes out this morning, Father, we are assured that it will not return unto you void, but it will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we honor you on today, Father. We ask that you would help us to hear what the Spirit is saying, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But God, you told us not to hear only, not to be a hearer only, but a doer of the word. So, Father, here we are, and we say thank you, we say thank you, we say thank you. So, Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And, Father, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, glory, and the power both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Top of the morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the breakfast table here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am your host and your kingdom coach, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, rejoicing in the God of our salvation. Especially welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Amen. Have a seat. Amen. You have come to the right place at the right time. And as much as there is no time and distance in the spirit, and man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. We want you to know that we meet in this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. We also have our power line, amen, conference call, where it's continuous prayer, continuous. We're praying even when we're not, amen, in a corporate setting, amen. We pray in our private setting, amen, because prayer is what we do, because prayer works. And so you are invited to join us on any level, amen, in any capacity. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We want to thank God because we have been learning so much, amen. And this is the advantages of teaching and preaching with a theme, because you get a chance to really look at it from all angles. You get a chance to suck it dry. You know, it's like chewing on that good chicken bone. You know, after you eat the meat off the bone, you know, I know I like to suck the bone a little bit. Okay, that's why I like my meat well done, because I want to suck that bone. And that's how it is when we teach in themes and series, see, because you get a chance to get it all. You can't really give the whole message in one day or in one teaching. You can't give it all in one teaching. See, it's too much. And it's just too much. Because the more you think, what you think you know, then you find out you don't know, and there's always more to know. So no matter how deep you go, you can always go deeper. So the truth of the matter is, you could really take one scripture and one theme and preach on it for a lifetime and never run out of words. John the Baptist went around. John the Baptist had one message. Repent. Repent. One message. Come on, somebody. And the Lord God, he is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Want to turn your attention this morning to the book of St. John, chapter number 15. I'm going to read a couple of verses in your hearing. Amen. Starting in verse number 4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. Amen, amen, amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God, the eternal word of God. Amen and amen, amen, amen. Woo, bless the Lord. He tells us, beloved, in this particular scripture here, amen, glory be to God, that it's only one way to be fruitful. It's only one way to be fruitful according to God's kingdom. Now, a lot of us are busy. Matter of fact, you know, everybody's busy, you know. I didn't get around to you because I'm busy. I'm busy. I'm busy. I didn't return your phone call. I didn't show up. I'm busy. I'm busy. Everybody's busy, okay? But how many people are fruitful? I mean, drug addicts are busy too. Those in the sex slave, the sex trafficking, they're busy too. Murderers are busy too. Huh? See? And a lot of times we say we're busy, we get to the end of the day, amen, nothing really to show for it, okay? Maybe you think it counts, but does it count in the Lord's kingdom? Is God counting with you? Is God's scale, is your scale equivalent to God's scale?
Because, see, beloved, what you think is counting for something, the Lord may consider it counting for nothing. So he says, he abide in me and I in you. So you see the oneness here. You see the fellowship. You see it. You see that you're an item with God. You and God are an item. See, this is closer than husband and wife. Now, husband and wife is such a holy situation because the two of them become one. All right, that's a mystery in itself. That's a teaching in itself. And that's why it's holy matrimony, because it is holy. See? And so this is not a marriage teaching, but I just wanted to throw that in there. But our relationship with God is deeper than that. Because God places his spirit in us. See? And not only does God place his spirit in us, see, he drafts us and adopts us into his kingdom. And so this is why, amen, the apostle wrote in the book of Acts, it's in him we move, in him we live, and in him we have our being. It's like that fish in the fish tank. That fish, amen, you take the fish out the fish tank, the fish gonna die. The fish needs the water. Can't survive without the water. See, the water is in the fish, and the fish is in the water. Woo, immersed. Amen. So he says here, beloved, that abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. The branches. You can jump up and grab a branch off the tree. Glory be to God, but you ain't taking that tree down. He who abides in me and I in him. So you see, this is a two-way street. It's a two-way. See? No, God doesn't do everything for you. You got to do something. You have to participate. Faith without works is dead. See? If he who abides in me, I abide in him, that person bears much fruit. Not a little bit of fruit. You can be good and fruity. Good and fruity. Remember that candy? Oh, they don't make good and fruity no more. They make good and plenty. I like that too. Amen. A little pink and white candy. Amen. But they used to have good and fruity. Y'all remember that? Well, guess what? That's how God wants you to be. Good and fruity. Amen. Glory be to God. He says here, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. Ooh, withered. You can't live outside of the branch. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't. It might look like you're doing good. It might look like it for a season. Glory be to God. You got the branches. Amen. Glory be to God. You, right now, the leaves are falling off the trees. Very beautiful time of the year. And you pick up one of them green leaves. Oh, look nice. Look nice and colorful. Okay. But you bring that leaf home, put that on your kitchen table, and give it about a day or two. You give it about 2 days. It ain't green no more. Why? Because it's been separated from the life source. You can't live outside the life source. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire. What you desire. Delight yourself in me and I will grant you the desires of your heart. And it shall be done for you. Done. Not maybe. It's going to be done. If my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, promises to hear, answer, and heal the land. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, good and fruity, so you will be my disciples. So you see here, when we walk in obedience as a follower, amen, with the right, following him for the right reasons, his disciple, we are blessed. He said that, hey, you're going to be prosperous by following me. He also tells us all throughout the scripture, he tells us that we will prosper and be in good health as our soul prospers. So there are rewards in following him. So if we prosper, as our soul prosper, that means we're going to have a prosperous soul. We're good in our spirit. We're good in our soul. We're good in our body. We're good in our relationships. We're good in our finances. Everything whole this round. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Everything good, A-OK, solid, and growing and abounding. Why? Because a faithful man shall abound with blessings. See? You don't have as much today that you're going to have tomorrow. Just keep going. See? As verse 9, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, there you go. There go the obedience. That's that obedience there. See? We not slipping and sliding. We not peeping and hiding. We not playing church. We ain't playing games. No. We ain't taking no chances. And it's not even about taking chances. We get to the point where we don't even want to. We don't want to sin. It's not what we can get away with. It's not in our heart to do it. It's not in our heart to disobey God. That ain't how we roll. See? If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. There you go. How do I abide? How do I abide with the Lord? How do I stay close to God? He gave you the answer right here. Keep my commandments. He tells us in another scripture, if you love me, you will obey me. It's simple as that. You know, sometimes when we want to prove to people that we love them, we go all overboard. Okay, doing too much. God said, just obey me. Just keep it simple. Just do what I tell you to do. See, and I'm going to help you do it. Because without me, you can't do nothing. So I'm going to help you do it. So what's the big deal? Your only part is to will it. Want to do it. And then I'll help you do what you want to do. See, he says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. See, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's our strength. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, this is why we read over in the book of Mark, chapter number 8, verse number 36. Well, let's look at verse number 35, where we were a couple days ago. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's read just a couple verses there. Mark 8:34 says this. But Jesus, turning and looking at his disciples, verse number 33, rebuked Peter and said, get thee behind me, Satan, for you do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. All right, this is where Jesus called Peter Satan and called Judas his friend. Why? Because the person that pushes you towards your destiny is your friend. And Peter was trying to hinder, amen, Jesus going to the cross. So he became Jesus' enemy. Ah, I ain't got time for today. Amen. Meet me on one of these Sundays. We'll break it down for you. Verse 34. Then Jesus called the crowd to him along with his disciples, and he told them, if anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Okay, because he says here in verse number 35, hallelujah, for whoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and for the gospel's sake, the same will save it. And then verse number 36, he says here, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Beloved, the bottom line is this. So what if you did it your way and you thought you won? You didn't walk with the Lord. You didn't do it God's way. You cheated a little bit. You crossed, you know what I mean? You did some stuff you shouldn't have did. You were disobedient over here. You compromised over here. Okay, you did all that shenanigans. You did all that and thinking, you know, you were smart, intelligent, and you know, and whatever. And you thought you won. It looked like you won. You was on top. It looked like you got what you was after. Okay? That's the way it looked to you. That's the way it looked to the people that's looking at you. Oh, they doing okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything must be all right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It looked like you won, but you lost your soul. So now who wins now? You didn't walk in obedience. You didn't walk in holiness. You didn't walk in sanctification. You didn't walk in the spirit. You didn't walk in the way the Lord told you to do it. You did it your way. You thought you had a better way. You thought you had a quicker way. You thought you had a more glorious way. All of that. And it looked like you won. It looked like it for a season. But in the interim, you sold out to the devil. You sold your soul to the devil. So you won the material stuff, but you lost your soul in the interim. Who wins now? Beloved, God has a will, God has a way, and God has a time. And when we look for shortcuts, we lose. Because the only shortcut, beloved, you have is the shortcut God gives you. You cannot make your own. Many people, beloved, spend all their energy seeking pleasure. The Bible tells us, he who liveth in pleasure is dead while they liveth. Because that's all they living for. Now, God don't have nothing against you. Matter of fact, God's the one that created pleasure. Glory be to God. Seek ye first the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom. He didn't say seek ye first the pleasure. Brother Moses said he would rather suffer affliction with the children of Israel rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Oh, now, wait a minute now. Sin has pleasure. Anybody tell you sin don't have pleasure? They ain't had sin. They ain't had sin. They ain't sin deep enough. They didn't go deep enough. Sin has pleasure. That's why the devil captivates so many. Because they in for the moment. They in for the pleasure. It feels good. Yeah. It feels good. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Many people spend all their energy seeking pleasure. But Jesus said, however, beloved, that worldliness, what is worldliness? Worldliness, beloved, is when we are centered on possessions. We're not seeking first the kingdom. We're seeking possessions. I call it the three P's. Possession, position, and power. You chasing after one of them, two of them, or all of them. How much possessions can I get? How many toys can I get? How many goodies can I get? Huh? What type of position can I get? What type of power can I get? Huh? Oh, it's so prevalent that Satan tried to hoodwink Jesus, amen, in the wilderness. He tried to hoodwink Jesus. Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Here comes Satan. I'll see all this power, man. I'll give it to you. Just serve me. How was Satan able to present this to Jesus? Well, know why? Because it was Satan's to present. You got to remember, Satan is the prince of this world. He's the prince of the air, baby. He stole. It was supposed to have been Adam's. It was supposed to have been ours from the natural default from the get-go. But Satan committed high treason in the Garden of Eden, and it was his legally. This is why Satan could present it to Jesus. And he only, since Satan got it lawfully, the only way Jesus could get it back was to get it lawfully. That's why he had to go to the cross. Woo, okay, I ain't got time to break it down for you. Glory be to God. But he got it back. Oh, come on, somebody. But, beloved, we have to know when we center on the three P's, position, possessions, and power, it is ultimately worthless. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Well, Pastor, what you mean it's worthless? What you talking about? All right, I'm going to tell you why. And let me remind you. Because I know sometimes we all need a little help. Whatever you have on earth is only temporary. Do I need to say that again? Well, she's 90 years old. God bless them. They're 90 years old. I met somebody yesterday, amen, who was almost 100. God bless his soul. Still temporary. Methuselah, who was the oldest person who walked planet Earth, he was almost 1,000 years old, which is just one day in the Lord's sight, because 1,000 years is just one day, and one day is 1,000 years. That was only temporary. Oh, my God. Cannot be exchanged for your soul. You could have Elon Musk's money, which I think he's the richest man in the world, but he got a little competition right now. Billions on billions on billions and billions. He could never spend all that money. Money going to bed, money, just crazy type of money. You could have Solomon's money. Solomon, who was the richest man in the world, so Elon don't even come close to Solomon. You know, you can get the money, you can get the honey, you can get the houses, you can get the cars, you can get the clothes, you can get the businesses, you can get whatever. Whatever. See, glory be to God. No matter what you accumulate, when he was a rich man, very, very wealthy businessman, very, very wealthy, and his name is at the tip of my tongue. I can't think. Anyhow, when he died, and they was at the funeral at the gravesite. And, you know, everybody whispering and hitting one another because he was, you know, multi-billionaire. And they asking one another, hey, what did he leave? What did he leave? What did he leave? Somebody turned around and said all of it. Beloved, we brought nothing in and we ain't taking not a doggone thing out. All them pretty clothes in your closet. All them pretty shoes, huh? All that nice jewelry, nice jewelry, huh? All them businesses you own, all them houses you own, that vast real estate, huh? All of that, all of it. You ain't taking nothing with you. Woo, glory be to God. Nothing. Beloved, if you work hard at getting what you want, it might seem like you have a satisfying life. Yeah, I'm satisfied here. I work hard for this and work hard for that. Okay, ain't nothing wrong with working hard. We not trying to stop you from working hard, beloved. Amen. But the love of money is the root of all evil. And what you're going to eventually find is that all of that work, all of that sweat, and all of that accumulation is hollow and empty. I was looking, I like to watch life stories, and I was watching the life story of, I don't know why I can't think of his name right now. Y'all know the actor, he has Parkinson now. I can't think of his name right now. He played on a lot of movies, had success at a young age, and they was doing his life story. It'll come to me later, his name. But in his life story, he said something very interesting. He said, success is an illusion. Ah, boy, that thing got to me. That thing got to me. Amen. Glory be to God. The reality of those words just got to me. Success is an illusion. And he broke it down. Oh, my God. So, beloved, in my closing this morning, in my closing. Are you willing to make the pursuit of God more important than the pursuit of pleasure for pleasure's sake? Because it's going to cost you something. You can't be saying yes when God is saying no. And you can't be saying no when the Lord is saying yes. Are you willing? Are you willing to follow? I have decided to follow Jesus. After I do this, Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. What was he saying? Stop making excuses. That's what he was saying. Stop making excuses. Look, the bottom line is this. Is God first or is he not? Because if he's second, he ain't first. If he on your list, if God is on your list and God is not first, then he is not Lord of your life. Does his will come first? Does his priority come first? And we hear all the rumors. So Beyonce done sold her soul to the devil. And this person, be careful that you haven't sold yours. Be careful that you haven't exchanged yours. See, for the limelight, for the spotlight, for the pleasures of this world, for the temporary pleasures and possessions and power of this world. Beloved, it's better to be a nobody in this world and be somebody in the Lord's kingdom than to try to be somebody in this world and don't even enter into the Lord's kingdom. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Beloved, follow Jesus. You can't obey if you don't follow, and you can't follow if you don't obey. Follow Jesus, and you will know what it means to live abundantly. Now, ultimately to have eternal life. Jesus said, I came that ye may have life and have it more abundantly. Well, how you going to get it? I'm going to show you. Follow me. God said the crooked highway is going to be made straight. The two-leaf gates is going to be open and it shall not be shut. God will take you around the booby traps. God will orchestrate it, amen, with your divine connector. We all have a divine connector, a person, amen, in this world, beloved, that one person can open a door for you and change your whole life forever. And you just happen to meet that person in the grocery store. Or wherever. That's how God just orchestrates your steps. Amen. You just be right where you need to be when you need to be there and didn't even know it. Why? Because you're following the Spirit. See? And so this is why he said, what does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Beloved, what are you willing to give in exchange for your soul? I ain't bargaining. I don't know. I don't know what your answer is. All right? But I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm not bargaining. No, baby. Mm-mm. Heaven is eternal, and so is hell. And I ain't going to that other place. I ain't going to that hot place. I'm not going to that place. Amen. No. I ain't going. God helping me, I ain't going. I already made up my mind. All I need is God's help. And I know I got God's help because I want God's help. What about you? So I close with the same question that I opened with, beloved. So what if you did it your way and you thought you won, but you lost your soul? Who wins now? Amen and amen. Beloved, God wants you to be a winner. He wants you to be a winner. And when you walk with Christ, you are. Hallelujah. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. More than conquerors through Christ. When you walk with Christ, you win. Even when it look like you lose it. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God on today. And to you be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Now, if you do not know Jesus, if you have never accepted Jesus Christ in your heart as your Lord, as your Savior, the first step, the very, very first step, amen, is for you, amen, hallelujah, to do so. That's the first step. Not the last, but it's the first step. And it's the next step that you need to take. Amen. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Just ask God to forgive you. It's nothing deep, technical. Come on now. Just open your heart, open your mouth. Tell the Lord, amen, apologize to him, amen, for your behavior, your naughty behavior, amen. Glory be to God. Just ask him to forgive you, amen. And then give Jesus an invitation to come in, save your soul, be your Lord. Be your Savior. That's all you got to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Then thank him for saving you. Thank him for erasing your name out of the book of death. Amen. Hallelujah. Your name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Well, I say confirmed in the Lamb's book of life because it was already in the Lamb's book of life because God knew you was coming. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God you got here. Amen. And to God be praised. Welcome to the family of God. The angels are rejoicing. We want to rejoice with you. Please send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. We want to pray with you and we want to pray for you is what we want to do. Amen and amen. I was out doing ministry all day on yesterday and I'm telling you, people are in a sad. Let me tell you something. I think I came back with 15 names. Amen. It's too many to put on our prayer altar. Amen. So I had to put it in my personal altar. Amen. People need prayer, beloved. They need prayer. Let us pray today. We'll be praying today at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. This is our Friday night for our Friday night praise party. We might be doing something a little bit different this week, but nevertheless, amen, we're going to be, amen, lifting up the name of Jesus one way or another. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. So, Father God, we thank you for the word of God that never returns into your void. Father God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father God, we ask that you would help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we cancel bad news, we cancel tears, we cancel sorrow, we cancel premature death. It will not take root, it will not prosper, and it most definitely will not, cannot, shall not come to pass. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer, this service by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. All right, beloved, walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation is here. And when you walk with Jesus, you're walking in the blessing, because he is the blessing. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Love you. You're welcome in this place.
You welcome me. You welcome me.